This is Andre. He's my friend.
On też jest z naszej cerkwi.
He's also from our church.
No, on żyje w Ameryce.
But he lives here in Texas.
Вот. Мы любую как бы встречу, которую Бог дает нам.
Every opportunity that God gives us, every meeting that we have,
мы принимаем как от Бога.
We take it as ordained by God.
И сегодня мы здесь, мы понимаем, Бог привел нас в эту церковь.
So today we are here, and we understand and we know for sure that God brought us here today.
Вот. И мы хотим поблагодарить Мэтта, что пригласил нас.
And we wanted to thank Matt for inviting us.
И поблагодарить пастора Джейсона.
And we also want to thank Pastor Jason.
Что, ну, мы здесь сейчас.
That we are here for giving us the opportunity to speak today.
И в честь как бы нашего знакомства.
And in honor of our basically friendship, future friendship.
Мы хотим подарить вам этот
шафран. We want to give you this as a token of our friendship.
Yes. Шафар это особенная труба.
So shofar is a unique trumpet.
Под звук шофара вернется наш Господь Иешуа.
It's written in the Bible that to that sound Yeshua is going to come back.
Вот. И еще есть такая как бы теория.
And this is like a Israeli theory, a kind of Jewish Old Testament theory.
Что наш Бог он очень занятой.
That our God is a very busy God.
И потому что столько людей.
Because there's so many people in the world.
У всех много нужд.
Everybody has a lot of needs.
Много просьб.
A lot of requests.
И каждый нужно рассмотреть, and, и каждый нужно ответить.
And God has to look at everybody's need and problem, and He has to answer everybody.
И он очень занят.
So He's really busy all the time doing things.
Но когда он слышит звук шофара.
But whenever he hears the sound of the shofar,
он отлагает все дела.
He kind of puts everything aside for a second.
И смотрит, кто
and he goes, "Hey, where did that come from?"
Так что почаще дуйте в шофар.
So use it as often as you can.
Вот, мы каждое, когда мы собираемся на богослужение, мы всегда дуем
so
шофар.
So every time we have Shabbat service on Friday evenings, we always blow into the shofar to start our services.
Вот, чтобы Бог.
So God can stop everything and be like, hey, this is my people gathering in my name.
Я говорю на русском языке.
I'm a Russian speaking Jew. I speak in Russian.
Я родился в России.
I was born in Russia.
Мои дети, они родились в Израиле, они говорят и на русском, и на иврите.
My kids were born in Israel. They speak both Russian and Hebrew.
И уже говорят на, ну, уже старший сын, ему 12, он уже говорит на английском.
And my eldest, he's 12 years old. He already speaks English.
Вот. Я говорю на русском.
I speak in Russian.
Вот. И очень часто у меня приходит такая мысль, а Бог на каком языке говорит?
And very often I have this thought, what language did God create the world?
То есть я понимаю, с каждым из нас он говорит на нашем
языке. What language does God use? Because each of us, we understand that God talks to us in our own language.
Вот, но когда он творил землю.
But when he created the world.
Он написано, он сказал.
Bible says he said.
На каком языке?
So what language do you think he was speaking in?
Вот, и евреи думают, что на иврите.
The Jews believe he used Hebrew.
Вот, и у них есть как бы факты.
And they have a certain facts to back this up.
Когда, допустим, он создал человека.
When God created man.
Он сделал его из земли.
The Bible speaks about he made him from the earth.
И он дал ему имя Адам.
And he gave them the name Adam.
Вот. И Адам на иврите это человек.
So Adam in Hebrew means man or human.
То есть и на английском это human, на русском человек это просто имя.
So in English it's human or in Russian it's человек. It just means a person or a human being.
В этом, то есть в слове human нет смысла.
So it doesn't really have a meaning, it's just a word.
Вот, но Адам.
But Adam.
Он взятый из земли.
He was taken out of the earth.
И на иврите земля это Адама.
So in Hebrew the earth is called Адама.
Адама.
So Адама.
Адам.
And Adam taken out of the earth. from the earth. Adam. Or for example, when Adam was naming the animals. His brain wasn't still affected by sin because he didn't sin yet. So how do you think he named the animals? So like some kind of animal would walk in front of him. And he just kind of made up any kind of name. This is going to be an alligator. This is going to be a dog. This is going to be a cat.
И на русском и английском так и звучит, что это просто название.
So in our language, in Russian, in English, it kind of just sounds like it's just names, random names given to random animals.
Но на иврите,
but in Hebrew,
когда он давал имена,
when he was given names,
каждое имя имеет смысл.
Each name of animal has a meaning.
И то есть, допустим, собака это Калиб.
So a dog, for example, in Hebrew is Caliph.
То есть это переводится как сердце.
Caliph, it literally is translated as a heart.
То есть и мы знаем, что собака самый верный друг человека.
And we know that a dog is the most loyal animal on the planet.
Итак, каждое, как его, каждое животное, каждое растение, каждое имя человека имеет смысл.
So in Hebrew, every name of an animal, every plant, everything has a meaning.
Вот, и когда... ты, ну я, ну как бы плохо, как бы читаю на иврите.
I don't read really well in Hebrew.
Но там, допустим, мой сын очень хорошо читает.
But my son reads in Hebrew really well.
И в Израиле все дети изучают в школе, ну Танах, это пятикнижие Моисея.
And every child since kindergarten in Israel they learn the Tanakh, which is the five books of Moses.
Это школьная программа.
This is the school program. This is every child in every school starting in kindergarten.
И там уже он, ну как бы другие названия, и мне тоже интересно.
So my son reads, knows the Bible really well, and then it's really interesting to me when he explains to me some of these names and meanings.
И сегодня, к примеру, я знаю, что мы живем не в простое время.
And today we understand that we live in an uncertain time.
И я знаю, что сегодня многие хотят жить в безопасности.
And today I know a lot of people want to live more in safety.
Чтобы не было войны.
So there wouldn't be any wars.
Хотят жить в хорошей экономике, не бедно.
Everybody wants to be successful, not poor, so they wouldn't live through hunger.
Хотят жить успешно.
They want to be successful.
И мы знаем, что самый успешный, самый богатый, самый как бы царь, при котором не было вообще войн.
So do you know, like in the Old Testament, who was the most successful king in all of the Bible? When his kingdom, he was the most wealthiest. There was no wars. Nothing bad was happening during his reign. Do you know who it was?
David.
Solomon.
Yes, Solomon был очень успешным царем.
Solomon was a very successful king.
Он построил храм.
He built the temple.
В его правлении не было войн.
During his rule, there was no wars.
Все страны платили, ну, приносили как бы подарки.
All the countries were bringing him all the wealth and presents.
И он был очень богатый.
And he was very, very wealthy.
Богаче, чем Илон Маск.
Even more richer than Elon Musk.
Вот. И, и почему?
But do you guys know why?
Почему он таким был?
Why do you think he was so successful and so wealthy? Потому что он был успешный царь. Он любил Бога, давал ему честь. Он попросил у Всевышнего мудрости.
Yes.
Yes, amen to that.
И я тоже так думал.
I also thought this when reading the Bible that he asked God for wisdom.
Но, допустим, не так, 3 месяца назад.
But 3 months ago.
На иврите.
In Hebrew.
В оригинале.
In the original Hebrew. In the 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 8,
Бог пришел к Соломону,
God came to Solomon
и сказал, попроси у меня, что
and хочешь. He asked him, ask me for whatever you want.
Представь, что к тебе сегодня придет Бог и скажет, проси, что хочешь.
Can you guys imagine if God comes to you today or tonight and says, hey, listen, ask for whatever you want.
Что ты попросишь?
What would you would ask of him?
То есть реально Бог придет и скажет, проси.
Like literally, if God would come to you today and say, ask for whatever you want.
И я не знаю, кто-то бы попросил силы, кто-то ума, кто-то успеха, кто-то там шесть номеров.
A lot of people would ask for wealth or for strength or for wisdom, for other things. Some people would ask for the six numbers to the lottery game.
Но он попросил, в русском переводе написано мудрости.
But it is written in most of our Bibles that he asked for wisdom.
Но на иврите написано, что он попросил лев шамеах.
But in original Hebrew, the Bible, it is written that he asked for лев шамеах.
То есть сердце слышащее.
It's literally translated as a heart that hears.
И я, как бы для меня это было откровение.
So to me this was a really big revelation.
Что это и есть мудрость.
So that is wisdom. A heart that hears is wisdom.
Когда твое сердце слышит Бога.
When your heart hears God.
То есть ты идешь по жизни с подсказкой Бога.
So you're walking through life and God's literally telling you what to do next.
То есть ты знаешь, где остановиться, где повернуть, что взять, что положить.
You know exactly when you should stop, when you should turn, when you should take something, when you should give something.
Жизнь без ошибок.
So life without mistakes.
Жизнь без проигрыша.
So life without losing.
И то есть я сегодня молюсь.
So today I'm praying.
Чтобы мое сердце всегда слышало.
That my heart would always hear His voice.
И это самое прекрасное.
And that's the most awesomest thing we can ask of God.
И Богу понравилось, что он попросил.
And God was pleased that Solomon asked him for this.
И поэтому он был такой успешный.
That's why he was so successful.
Поэтому нужно молиться, чтобы наше сердце слышало Бога.
That's why we need to pray that God, our heart would hear God.
Что он говорит нам.
What he's telling us.
Через свое слово.
Through his word.
Библию.
Through the Bible.
Через своего пастора.
Through your pastor.
Через своего лидера.
Through your leader.
Через свое сердце.
Through your heart.
И слушаться.
And you need to obey what God's saying.
Это самое успешное, что, ну, как бы самый успешный путь.
That's the most successful path you can take in life.
Сегодня я хочу поделиться маленькой историей.
So today I want to share a short story.
Которая написана в Матфея 9 главе 20.
That's written in Matthew chapter 9 verse 20. Just then a woman who had been sick with a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind. She touched the bottom of his coat. She said to herself, "If I only touch the bottom of his coat, I will be healed." And then Jesus turned around. He saw her and said, "Daughter, take hope. Your faith has healed you." At once the woman was healed.
Это история о больной женщине.
This is a story about a sick woman.
Которая не могла исцелиться.
That was sick for 12 years and she couldn't get healed.
То есть она страдала и мучилась 12 лет.
So she was suffering for 12 years.
И потом однажды она шла и увидела, как Иисус стоит в толпе народа.
So once she was walking down the street and she saw Jesus standing in a crowd with people.
И она подобралась к нему.
And somehow she got through the crowd and she got to him.
Потому что написано, говорила сама в себе.
Because it is written in the Bible that she said to herself.
Что если дотронусь до конца одежды.
If I only touch the corner of his robe.
То исцелюсь.
Then I'll be healed.
И, но я хочу сказать сегодня.
But I want to tell you today.
Что это не был хаотичный какой-то поступок.
It wasn't just some kind of wishful thinking that came to her mind. That's why she did this.
Что ей просто взбрело в голову дотронуться до него, и она так поверила, и она.
And it was just like it wasn't just she was walking. She had a wishful thinking. If I just do this, then I'll be healed. It wasn't like that.
И то есть этот поступок был основан на вере.
So this action that she did was based on faith.
И каждый наш поступок он должен быть основан на вере.
So each of our actions has to also be based on faith.
На вере во что?
On faith into what?
Ее поступок был конкретно основан на вере в Божье слово.
Her action was based on the faith in the word of God. Her foundation was the word of God.
И это написано.
And it's written like that in the Bible.
Малахия, 4 глава, 2 стих.
In Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 it's written, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and dance like calves from the cattle house."
То есть, когда ты читаешь и думаешь, солнце с крыльями, это как-то звучит, ну, странно выглядит.
So here when it talks about the Son of Righteousness and you will have healings in its wings, if you think about it, a sun with wings, it's kind of strange if you try to imagine that.
Вот, но раввины того времени, они учили, что солнце правды это одно из как бы солнце правды это одно из имен Мессии. И раввины того времени учили, что в его крыльях будет исцеление.
But during the Old Testament, the rabbis would read this passage to their people, and they would teach that the Son of Righteousness will come. That's one of the names of the Messiah, and in his wings there would be healing.
И вот эти крылья.
And the healing, the word of the wings means.
На иврите написано бекнафе.
So wings in the Hebrew is a word called бекнафе.
Бекнафе это как крыло, и также бекнафе это назывался край одежды.
So бекнафе is a wing, but also another word for a wing in the Old Testament was the corner of the robe.
Раньше носили такую одежду, как тряпку, ну, по такую простынь, вырезали внутри дырку, сажали ее на себя и вот здесь завязывали.
So back then people just wore robes. It was basically like a sheet they would put on themselves and then they would just tie it here with a belt.
И то есть как платье такое.
So it was just kind of like a long robe or like a skirt and just tied with a robe here.
Yeshua также одевался.
And Jesus also wore this kind of clothing.
И вот эти края одежды.
So the corners of the robe.
Их называли бекнафе, крыло.
They were called бекнафе. They were literally called wings.
И то есть эта женщина, она не просто сказала сама в себе, то есть она реально решила проверить.
So this woman, she knew this because the rabbis would teach this, that the Son of Righteousness would come, and in his wings there would be healing. So she decided to test this out.
И она решила проверить, если это... Если там говорили, что это Мессия,
she heard, she said, listen, if these guys are saying that guy is the Messiah,
то написано, что в краях его одежды будет исцеление.
Then it is written that in the corner of his robe or in the wing there will be healing.
И она решила проверить.
And she decided to test this out for herself.
И она пробралась.
So she somehow made it through the crowd. She touched the corner of his robe and she got healed. And then when we read the Bible a little bit further in Matthew chapter 14, after her action, many other people also wanted to test this out for themselves, and they would go and touch the corner of his robe and also receive the healing.
Но эта женщина, она была первая.
But this woman was the first one to do this.
Она поверила в Божье слово.
She believed in what the Word of God says,
не как-то аллегорически,
not just wishful thinking,
а буквально.
But she believed in the Word of God literally.
То есть Божье слово надо верить буквально.
So you have to believe in the Word of God literally.
Чему я это все говорю?
Why am I telling you guys all of this?
Сегодня многие верующие люди чувствуют, что мы на пороге последнего времени.
Today a lot of people in this world, they really feel that we're in the end times.
Я не знаю, когда оно наступит.
I don't know when it's going to really come.
Через год, через
in a year, in 10 years, in 100 years.
Но мы как бы и многие чувствуют, что Иешуа грядет.
But a lot of people feel that Jesus is near, he's coming soon.
И Иешуа, он не сказал, когда он придет.
Jesus didn't really say exactly when he's going to come.
Но он сказал, при каких обстоятельствах.
But he told us the circumstances or the things that will happen before he comes back.
И мы, наша церковь, мы называемся Живой Израиль.
And our church in Israel, it's called Living Israel.
И мы, Бог дал нам несколько мест из Писания.
And God gave us a few verses from the Bible.
В которые мы поверили буквально.
That we believe in literally.
И первое из них.
And the first one of them is.
Иешуа, когда оно написано в Матфея 23 главе.
It's written in Matthew chapter 23, verse 39.
Когда вокруг него собрались евреи.
When he had a bunch of Jews gathered around him.
Фарисеи, садукеи.
Pharisees, Sadducees, other.
И он сказал, не увидите меня.
And he told them, he said,
с этого отныне
So he told them, you will not see me again until you cry, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. So he said this to the Jews. Until you cry out, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, you will not see me come back. So we believe in this word literally. And so we understood that we have to do everything that our people in Israel would cry out, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And then Jesus will come back. And you saw in this clip, we do a lot of different types of ministries so that people would open up their hearts for Yeshua, for Jesus. So the gospel has to go throughout the whole world and then come back to Israel. Because in Israel everything started. And everything's going to end in Israel. And I know that American people, they invested a lot into the gospel. That the gospel would be spread all over the world. I know that American believers prayed for revival in many countries, supported financially the spreading of the gospel all over the world. And many American missionaries were on different missions all over the world and many gave their lives for the gospel. And today the gospel almost went to all the corners of the earth. Recently I met with some people at a conference from the people from Papua New Guinea. And there's thousands of believers in Yeshua on that island. That's like the end of the earth already. And today the gospel is being preached in Arab countries. I have a really good friend that serves in Syria. And right now, even during the war in Syria, he planted thousands of home churches in Syria during the war. He comes to us to Israel twice a year and we pray to God, worship together. So today the gospel is being preached in the Arab countries. And today the time has come for Israel. So God gave us another word from the Bible for our ministry. Matthew 10, verse 23, Jesus said, I tell you, before you have gone through the Jewish cities, the Son of Man will come back, or will come. And also, we believe in this word literally, like this woman that believed in the Word of God literally and decided to check it out for herself, if this will work. So we also literally believe what Jesus said to his disciples. What God is telling to us through His Word. He's telling us through our ministry for us to go and preach the gospel in all the cities in Israel. And the word says that you're not going to be able to go to all the cities when Jesus is already going to return. Jesus said this to his disciples. But when he said this to his disciples, go preach in all the cities of Israel, in a short time, Israel was no more. And then in 1948, Israel was a country again. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Israeli cities started being re-established again. And then Israel started having real disciples of Jesus in Israel. So we believe this literally, that we're going to go to all the cities in Israel, and then Jesus will come back. Today we are called Living Israel.
Это название мы взяли из 37 главы Иезекии.
And we took this name from Ezekiel chapter 37.
И там написано о сухих костях.
It's written there about the dry bones coming back to life.
То есть они собираются.
So it's written how they're just bones and then they're growing.
Потом обрастают жилами, мышцами.
And it becomes a living person.
Становится телом.
Becomes a body, and then it's written that God afterwards breathes life into it. So this is a prophetic word about Israel. So Israel is going to disappear, it's going to be like dry bones, and then all of a sudden it's going to become real, become another country again. And the Bible speaks about that Israel will blossom physically, and also later on it will blossom spiritually. And today we see this prophetic word coming true. Today we see how Israel is growing and blooming physically. So today we see as a desert in Israel is blooming like a garden. And you can see this with your physical eyes. We have highway number 6 that goes throughout the whole Israel. And there's places that you drive through on this highway 6 that on one side we have Palestine and on the other side we have Israel.
И по левой стороне все как пустыня, ни одного дерева.
And when you see the Palestine side, you see complete desert, no trees, no bushes, no grass, nothing.
А по правой стороне Израиля все цветет.
And then you look at the right side where Israel is, and you see everything is green. There's grass, there's bushes, there's trees, it's blooming.
И кажется это чудо.
And you look at it and you're like, wow, it's a miracle.
Одна дорога.
It's one highway.
Тут все мертвое.
Everything's dead on one side, and on this side everything's alive.
Но что сделали израильтяне?
But what did Israel do?
Они придумали такую как систему трубок.
They came up with this system. It's called the drip drop system. And it's like a spider web that's all over Israel.
И под каждым деревом, под каждым кустиком капает маленькая капелька воды.
So Israel has literally small tubes that are all over Israel, and they go under every tree, under every bush, all over Israel.
И благодаря этой системе Израиль цветет.
And because of this, and then the system drops a tiny drop of water, but constantly, every few minutes or every few hours. And that's why Israel is blooming physically.
Но чтобы Израиль зацвёл духовно, расцвёл.
But for Israel to also start blooming spiritually,
мы поняли,
we understood
что надо в каждом городе Израиля,
that we have to put in every city of Israel
такая маленькая капелька,
a small drop,
маленькая домашняя церковь,
a small house church,
реабилитационный
церковь, a rehab center,
церковь,
a regular church.
Она будет как орошать.
And it's going to be like a spiritual drop in that city, and that city is going to start blooming.
И сегодня наше служение.
And today our ministry.
Есть уже в 21 городе.
We have churches in 21 cities in Israel.
И делая это.
And doing this.
Мы понимаем, мы приближаем приход нашего.
We understand, we're preparing the path for our Lord to come back.
И сегодня мы здесь.
And today we're here.
Чтобы предложить вам.
To offer you guys,
давайте вместе,
let's do this together,
приближать приход
to prepare
Господа.
The path of our Lord coming back.
Вот, молитесь за нас.
Please pray for us.
Приезжайте к нам в гости.
Come visit us.
Поддерживайте нас.
Support us.
И, то есть, мы будем трудиться там, в Израиле.
We'll be doing the work in Israel.
И это будет общий труд.
And this will be the work of all of us. And it's going to be a blessing to all of us to prepare the path for our Lord coming back. Because today the time for Israel has come. Thank you so much for having us.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Amen. And you guys have any questions or anything?